This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Okay, we're just waiting for me to get the setup sorted. Good to go. Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome here to this media conference with Gareth Southgate and Jordan Pickford to preview tomorrow's Euro 2024 qualifier against Ukraine at Wembley. We'll get underway straight away with Rob Thorson from Sky Sports News.
Hi, Gareth. Good to see you. The squad's a little bit depleted. But you've decided not to call up any reinforcements. Can you explain that decision for us? Do you feel that maybe there's just not a big enough pool of players that you would like to call up?
No, because we've been training with this group all week. To call somebody from the outside would be potentially quite complicated. You've no idea where they might be, what their training load has been over the last few days. So if we were going to do that at this point, we'd do it with the under-21s. But they've got a game today, and we think we've just about got enough to get through the game.
And Luke Shaw's decided to stay on with the squad, which I think shows admirable commitment on his part when he can't play because of suspension. But hearing you speak recently, I wondered if that's by contrast with maybe some of the frustration you're feeling. You're not seeing that same level of commitment to England from maybe one or two other players.
No, I mean, Luke, to start with, loves being with us. I think wants to contribute where he can. He was able to help us with training today as well. So I think he just epitomises the spirit of the group, really. And that togetherness and that commitment is hugely important.
Okay. I want to talk about the midfield in particular, because Jordan Henderson, I think, missed some training going into the Italy game. Is that right?
Well, not with us, but he hadn't trained a lot. Previous week he had an illness, which was the reason he missed Liverpool's game the week before. So he was a little bit undercooked for that, but he's good now.
He's good to go?
Yeah.
Jude Bellingham limped off and looked in quite a lot of pain when he came off in Naples as well. And Calvin Phillips played almost double the number of minutes for you that he's managed all season for Manchester City. I just look across that whole of that midfield, and can you update us on all of them and whether you've got any concerns there?
No, they're all good. I mean, clearly Calvin, that's his first 90 for a little while. He had 90 at Bristol City in the Cup. So we'll just have to assess freshness as much as anything. But that's the same with the whole group. It's that time of the year. And we've got to get the balance right of continuity, consistency, but also freshness. It's crucial game in the qualifying group, frankly. If we can follow on what we did the other night and win this one, then we're in a really good place.
Jordan, if I can ask you, it was a magnificent win for England out in Italy, and you've been part of this squad for a long time now. I wonder whether you're seeing a new England with the nous and the experience and the belief to kind of go to places like Italy away and win and see out a game like that.
Yeah, it was a massive game, you know, in history. We haven't won there for a long time. I feel like we and the staff we need to take forward to become winners, really, and made championships. I remember the Spain game away when we won 3-2 in Betis Stadium. So just another marker we're laying down as a team, you know, our togetherness, our squad mentality, you know, to go forward and to be able to beat Italy away from home was a massive game for us.
And Gareth, I'm sure you have huge sympathy for your opponents that you're facing tomorrow and what they're having to deal with outside of football. But because of all of that turmoil, does it make it a little bit difficult to predict exactly what side you're going to come up against?
No, I would say it's entirely predictable. They're very proud we saw that.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Picture the scene. All of your mates around, you've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Partner this with your team playing champagne football. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. There's nothing quite like a McDelivery. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
With right at the beginning of the war when they went to Scotland for the playoffs and Wales, they're very proud group of players, you can see that, totally committed to bringing enjoyment to their public, and we of course have huge sympathy with what's going on and support for what's going on, but tomorrow is a game of football, and we're fully focused on trying to win the game.
Thank you. Hi Gareth. It's Ivan Toney's second time with the squad, didn't make his debut last week. How's he got on this week and is he likely to play tomorrow?
Well, he's been very good. We really like him and he's very much in our thoughts. You know the numbers we've got with us now. So it would be, there's always the dual objective, you know. There's of course a desire to see players, but we're in a qualifying group. The priority is to win the game first and foremost, so whatever we decide is with a view to doing that.
And the win in Italy was your 50th as England manager, only the third manager to do that. How do you look back at your time as manager and what the record means to you?
Well, it means that we have a chance to make it 51 tomorrow, simple as that. That's all I'm focused on. The past is irrelevant, what we've done up to this point irrelevant now. I'm just focused on tomorrow's game. We need to win. We need to be on 6 points when we leave Wembley tomorrow. And if we're going to be considered a really top team, then we have to back up a result and performance, different elements of performance that we showed the other night, and we have to do that tomorrow.
You've had time to look back at the game in Italy now. Why do you think the team got into such difficulty in the second half?
Because we kept giving the ball away. As simple as that, you know. If you don't keep possession of the ball, then you're going to have to defend. And we did that at the beginning of both halves, actually. So in the first half, we recovered that. We showed really good composure and we had control of the game. That's as well as we've played with the ball against the top team, I think. In the second half, the errors gave them a bit of enthusiasm. Of course, they were 2-0 down anyway, so they had to go for it. They were a bit more aggressive in their pressure. And then when you concede, the stadium changes, the emotion changes, and you're in a difficult place. So what pleased me was the resilience we showed. There's different qualities needed to win football matches, and you've got to show all of those things. So if we could put both sides of the game together, then that would be the ideal tomorrow.
Thank you. And one to Jordan, please. Your teammate, Vitaly Mykolenko, is in the Ukraine squad, and as Gareth touched on, there's a lot going on in Ukraine off the pitch at the moment. Have you spoken to him about the fixture tomorrow, and what's he been like during this time?
No, yeah, I haven't supported him, you know. But since he's come in, he's been brilliant. Gone through a tough time at home, you know, for the nation. But he's a great lad, great to work with. Down to earth, gets on for his job, and he's a top player. But they've all got good players in that squad, and got to be wary of them. But a game we want to win.
Thanks, Alex. James, on.
Gareth, I know you're obviously focused on tomorrow, but the reverse fixture in Ukraine is 6 months away. There are obviously a lot of logistical challenges with this, to say the least, but would your hope be that you could actually play that game in Ukraine?
I've not even thought about that. I'm only thinking about tomorrow at this moment. Other people will have those discussions, and we've got several matches before we get to that point, from my point of view.
Okay, thanks, James. Do we have any other questions in this session? No? Last one from my thoughts.
John, can I just ask you one? There's an elephant in the room, really, with what's happening back at your club. It's happened while you've been away with England. How worried are you by the fact that Everton have been told that they've been charged by the Premier League for alleged breaches of financial rules?
Yeah, I've obviously seen that in Sky Sports, and I believe Everton's put a statement out there, and that's all I can really say, really. My job's playing football and keeping the ball out the back of the net, really. So, yeah, I've seen it, but I can't see any more.
Thought you might say that.
Yeah, to be fair, it's a good plug for Sky, though, Pick as
well. We'll run that.
Thanks, everybody. We'll conclude it there.
Thank you.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximise your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavourless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.